So, Eric, from your perspective, what are the benefits of the project?
Well, I'll speak monetarily from the first point of view. The city of Belfast property taxes are split between the city's budget, the school budget, and the county. And a few pennies left or right, we get about 30 cents on every dollar as a city budget. The school gets, I'm going to say, roughly 60% of all the taxpayers' money, and the county gets around 10. So we get 30 cents on the dollar, but we're the ones who send out the bill for all of it. So, I know, right? So we hear all the time about property taxes. And then the mill rates can get all fuzzy because we can be at 22, but another town at 15 can actually have more taxes. Now, I don't even know how that works. But we've been running, I've been on the council 10 years now, running a lean budget because we only get 30 cents on a dollar. So when we heard of this proposal, an idea, right, or dream, or whatever you want to call it, of Nordic coming and building this massive thing in the woods, I will tell you we also heard $150 million invested. We heard long-term plans. We heard jobs. And as a council person that speaks to me as a reason to be open-minded and supportive of it, because we could use every tax dollar that we can get. I read all the time, well, the state will get this or do that. I don't work for the state. I work for the city of Belfast. So I do my darndest to make sure that we get everything that we can. But from a monetary point of view, Councillor Hurley will tell you, it's all about the property taxes with him. With me, and this is just an aside from the environmental point of view, not the local environmental point of view, but to me, the more global. If I'm reading the cards right, 90% of all imported salmon, or 90% of all salmon sold in America are imported. So I went to the co-op and we met and looked at the fish cakes, and it said farm salmon. So I think society needs to understand what we are already doing and eating more than maybe we are today. And I think this company choosing Belfast as a proposed site brings a lot of light on that. But we are already in the throes of an environmental situation in the ocean that I find scary. And again, I don't travel out in the ocean much, but I do see the videos of the plastic islands and all that. I mean, the human has done more damage to the planet, I think, than anybody. We banned plastic bags after a study in the Penobscot showed the fish and shellfish had plastic particles in them. And we took some heat from that, right? But now everybody's doing it. We like to think we're progressive. We like to think we're environmentally conscious. So, but from an environmental viewpoint, when I go, I get like 3 days off a year. I go to Cobbs Cook and camp. And about 10 o'clock at night, all the planes from JFK, Newark, Boston, LaGuardia, because of the nighttime sky up there, the light pollution's low. You see them all flying. They're all going to Europe, right, to go up Greenland and then down. And so all that jet fuel, I originally thought with all the fish that are being flown in from Chile and Europe that this was a good solution to a growing problem of food sustainability. I'm not that complicated, certainly not a scientist, and I'm not an expert. But it seemed to me to be a good idea for the population of Americans that eat fish. So from a tax viewpoint, we think it's a really good situation. Also, they've now considered buying the Water District's Upper Dam area and giving it to Coastal Mountain Land Trust or an assortment of groups, conservatory groups. And I also think that I can answer questions later on about the aquifer that I'm aware of and the level of water needed and the level of water we get. So from an environmental point of view, they're talking Tesla trucks, solar panels, employees. I've had several mothers contact me because my kids are in high school saying, can Tommy intern there? Because he's thinking about going to Maine Maritime, University of Maine for some marine biology stuff. And I'm like, okay, there's a connection. Most of us who have kids in the area know that they're going to go to college maybe somewhere else. We'd kind of all like them to come back to jobs and stuff. I mean, I would. And so I think this sort of cutting-edge, although big, cutting-edge project holds a lot of relevance for the future of this region. And final point, I've heard a lot about Nestle and corporations, and because of the Nestle buyout over at Poland Spring. MBNA hired me, pretty big corporation back in the day, because nobody else in Maine would hire me when I moved here from New York City. And then Bank of America bought them, and I've been working there 20 years. Those are both were and are really large corporations. And so when I hear the corporation aspect of it, I take some pride in the fact that I work for a large corporation that I'm proud of and that does good work for the community. So, and I kind of feel that a big corporation or a wannabe big corporation like Nordic would do the same thing. So those are my thoughts.
Hope it makes sense. Thank you, Eric. Kathleen, what are the benefits of the project in your perspective?
So I feel that, and I have to say right away, I am not here as an official University of Maine employee. I'm here as a citizen speaking my opinion and not the official opinion of the university. That needs to be said. But I feel like the oceans have given us so much, and they've given us so much that we feel like they are an endless cornucopia of food. And we need to do everything we can to make our wild fisheries sustainable. Our oceans depend on it. People who fish for a living depend on it. But most studies say that even if we do get our fisheries to a sustainable level, they will fall far short of the demand for seafood. So fish farming is something that is in our future. And we can shape how that appears in our future. But I think we need to accept, just like we don't go out and shoot deer to get our meat, our red meat, we raise cattle. We are going to have to start farming our seafood to meet demand. Having grown up in Maine, it's been difficult to see so many of our industries leave the state from a jobs perspective. Like many people who grew up here, I was faced with a decision of, do I go somewhere else to have a better shot at a career and make more money, or do I stay here and try to make it work? And I love Maine, and I stayed here and tried to make it work. But I wish that wasn't the choice facing so many young people in Maine. And I also don't believe that we have to sacrifice the environment to have good jobs. I think we can have a thriving economy and protect the environment, the ecosystems, the habitat, and our wildlife. From what I know of this facility, they are using cutting-edge technology to reduce the impact that the farm will have on the environment. Their model output in the application shows that the effluent will have minimal impact on local water quality. If this turns out to be a reality, then we will have provided much-needed jobs, increased tax revenue, and improved the local economy. I'm old enough to remember chicken feathers and entrails in Belfast. Probably some of you are, too. Thanks to the Clean Water Act, we don't see that anymore, and the efforts of many hardworking advocates. But we should not go backwards. We should not give up the gains we've made. But neither should we dismiss projects out of hand when they seem scary. I think we need to be guided by the facts, so and make our decisions based on the scientific facts. I agree that there are a lot of unanswered questions, but since this question is about the benefits, I would say, in my opinion, the main benefits would be the economic benefits that Eric has talked about, as well as the fact that we do have to start solving the problem of where our food comes from, and we need to cease over-harvesting the ocean. You know, the ocean is doing its best, but it can't meet our demands. So I would rather have fish farmed in Belfast than in South America, where I don't really know what's going into the fish. So I'll leave it at that for the benefits.
Thank you, Kathleen. So, Andrew, could you please speak to the benefits of the project in your, from your perspective?
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest benefit that we've seen in Belfast and the surrounding communities has been the tremendous amount of discussion that the Nordic proposal has generated in our community, both pro and con. There were some people like me who were kind of sitting on the fence maybe when it was first announced January a year ago. Oh, and by the way, today is the anniversary of the first public meeting that was held in Belfast on the fish farm. So you are all here on a very important day in this city. The debate, as Eric alluded to, got a little heated, and it's still very heated because there are a lot of strong opinions on both sides. To me, I can completely see the economic benefits that an enterprise like this would present. There's no doubt that if we get the kind of tax revenue that they're projecting, the city can use it. Do I think my property taxes will go down? I do not, because I think that there are unmet needs in the city and that they will consume whatever additional revenue comes. And I think that's the way it should be. So I'm not really looking for a personal tax break if we see Nordic come in. And if it happens, I will be surprised and delighted. But we have to put the economic benefits on one side, and I think we have to look at other possible concerns, and we'll get into those in a minute. Really, it's the discussion that, to me, has been the biggest benefit. We have generated a lot of interest. We've gotten a lot more information. We've got a group called Local Citizens for Smart Growth, which is got a very active email list. There's a lot that goes on there, a lot of conversation. We've got another group called Upstream Watch, which is a group that I belong to and contribute to and support. And it's more of a watchdog organization. It doesn't really do a lot of citizen action stuff, but we're committed to making the regulatory process here in Maine work as efficiently and as effectively as it possibly can. And in order to do that, we're pressing for a lot of improvements and a lot of changes in the permitting process that I think, should Nordic survive that process, would make it a much better facility. So for me, the benefit is the conversation, and for a moderator to say it's respect and politeness and so on, those are the watchwords. We've got to have that. We can't make these kinds of decisions at this scale with these kinds of consequences for our immediate for our immediate benefit and for the benefit of our children and our grandchildren, if we can't talk to one another honestly, openly, and with respect. So that's the benefit of the project so far.
Excellent. Could you hold on to the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
And you can start off, lead off on...